Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of Gospel on the Go from Croatia with the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic, on GraceNetRadio.com.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where today we're going to be talking about the following hot topic. Hard truth, soft hearts. What exactly are we going to be talking about? Well, in the modern church, unfortunately, many believe that you don't want to give hard biblical truth to the people. No. Be friendly. Be funny. Be short with your messages. Bring in all kinds of culturally relevant topics where you can show the people how cool you are, how hip you are, how you're up to speed with all the latest fads. Don't give them hard biblical truth. No. Make them feel good. Tell them how much God loves them just the way they are. Don't talk about sin. Don't talk about repentance. Don't talk about God's wrath and God's judgment. No. Just talk about how we're all on a journey. And if you sin, it's not really that bad of a thing. It's like a cute little baby who messes his or her diaper. It's okay. God will clean it up because he loves you just the way you are. Wait a second. No hard truth. What kind of hearts do you think that'll produce towards God? Soft truth? Hard hearts. But, as the title of our topic today says, hard truth produces soft, humble, repentant, God-loving hearts. Where do we get that? Well, let's go to Jeremiah chapter 23. Let me give you an example. Jeremiah chapter 23. And you can read the entire chapter on your own. We're just going to focus on verses 25 through 32. Let me give you a little background. Jeremiah was a good prophet, a faithful prophet, called by God, and he had an extremely, extremely difficult ministry. Jeremiah is often referred to as the weeping prophet because he was called by God to preach a message of judgment and condemnation toward the people of God. He was basically preaching to the people for probably about 50 years. Repent. Turn from your evil and wicked ways. Come back to Yahweh. And the people didn't listen to him. So Jeremiah was weeping because he had to preach a hard message. Jeremiah was weeping because he knew what God said he would do to the people if they didn't listen to the message. And Jeremiah was weeping because, as we read the book of Jeremiah, you don't see many converts at all. He had a brutally difficult ministry. And on top of that, there in Israel, southern part of Israel, Judah, you had a ton of false prophets who were telling the people what they wanted to hear. They weren't giving hard biblical truth, no. They were giving soft words. Words that God had a massive problem with. In verse 25, God said, I've heard what the prophets, referring to the false prophets, have said, who prophesy falsely in my name, saying, I had a dream. I had a dream. In other words, I have a dream. God loves you just the way you are. In fact, we get a picture of what their dream was. Hop over to chapter 7 of Jeremiah. I'm sorry, chapter 6. God said, verses 13 through 15, for from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is greedy for gain. Well, God, who specifically are you talking about? From the prophet, even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. In fact, God says, let me tell you what they've been doing. Verse 14, they have healed the brokenness of my people superficially, saying, peace, peace, God loves you just the way you are. You're okay. God's not going to bring judgment on you. Look, you're in Jerusalem. Look, you've got the temple. You're the people of God. Peace, peace, God just loves you. But God said, the end of verse 14, they're preaching that and there's no peace. God says, were they ashamed because of the abomination they have done? No, God says they were not ashamed at all. They do not even know how to blush. Therefore, God says, they shall fall among those who fall at the time I punish them. They shall be cast down, says the Lord. So you've got prophets and priests there in Jerusalem, in Judah. And they're giving soft words. Peace, peace. You think the people, when they heard that, you think they were crushed and broken? And do you think they came to the Lord in true repentance and humility? No. Soft words lead to hard hearts. And so these false prophets were deceivers. They were liars. And they were giving the people what the people wanted to hear, which was the absolute worst thing for them. Peace, peace! Okay. I must be okay in God's eyes when I commit adultery, murder, when I sacrifice my children to the false god Molech. I must be okay when I'm hanging out with the pagans up on the high hills and under the trees and worshiping those false gods. Peace, peace, God loves me. Do you see what happened? Soft words lead to hard hearts. Back to our text, Jeremiah 23, verse 25, God says, I've heard what the prophets have said who prophesy falsely in my name, saying, I had a dream, I had a dream. Don't worry, God's not mad at you. Verse 26, God says, how long? Like, really? How long are these false prophets going to continue to heal the brokenness of my people superficially? How long? Is there anything in the hearts of the prophets who prophesy falsehood, even those prophets of deception of their own heart, who intend to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which they relate to one another, just as their fathers forgot my name because of Baal. Do you see it? God's people were being destroyed because God's people were being lied to by the prophets. Prophet A would have a dream and say, oh, let me tell you what God told me. God didn't tell them. They had a dream. They made it up. Their own imagination telling the people it's okay. Prophet B, he would do the same thing. I had a dream. Let me tell you what God told me. God didn't tell him. By the way, there's nothing new under the sun today, people. Just go on YouTube and see how many of these so-called prophets come up with all kinds of crazy stuff that God supposedly told them. Verse 28, God says, you know what? The prophet who has a dream may relate his dream. Just, he just keeps going on. The prophet who has a dream may relate his dream. But let him who has my word speak my word in truth. Let those worthless false prophets just keep giving out their false dreams. But the person who has my word of truth, let that person declare it faithfully. Verse 28. At the end, God says, what does straw, you know, the worthless, weightless dreams that were coming from the false prophets like straw? What does straw, their lies, have in common with grain, my word, which feeds people's souls? Straw, easily blown away, like the words of the false prophets, worthless and weightless. Grain, valuable, weighty, nourishing, God's word. God says, let the person who has my word declare my words in truth and righteousness. What does straw have in common with grain? What's the answer? Nothing. Verse 29, God says, in contrast to the deceptive dreams of the false prophets, God says, is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, fire that exposes and also purifies? Is not my word, God said, like nourishing, valuable grain? Is not my word, God said, like fire that exposes sin and purifies of sin? Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and here it is, like a hammer which shatters a rock? Your attention, please. Hard truth? God's nourishing grain of truth, God's purifying fire of truth, God's sledgehammer crushing word of truth. Think of a sledgehammer on rock. What eventually happens to even the hardest of rocks? They're broken, shattered, crushed by the sledgehammer. Friends, if you want to see people come to the point of a broken, humble, repentant and contrite heart, you don't give them soft words, because that produces harder hearts. you give them God's sledgehammer of truth and let God's holy word crush their hardened hearts so that they can come to God broken and contrite. And God says he will in no way despise a person who has a humble and broken heart. And now God's grace, God's mercy, God's compassion, God's love can put together that broken heart. But there's only one way for people to go from hard hearts to soft hearts. How's that? The sledgehammer of God's holy word. The false prophets back then were giving to the people that which was weightless and worthless, like straw. The false prophets back then were just coming up with dreams of their own imaginations and lying to the people. Again, I ask, do you think that's going to produce soft hearts in the people when all they kept hearing was peace, peace, God loves you just the way you are? No. And again, just read the entire book of Jeremiah, especially at the end. You'll see what happened as a result of those soft words from the false prophets that produced even harder hearts in the people. Eventually, boom, God destroyed the southern kingdom, the temple, the walls there in Jerusalem, and took the people into exile in Babylon. The people wouldn't repent. Well, that's because they were hearing soft words from the false prophets who were saying, that's okay, no need to repent. You're okay in God's eyes. God says they're liars. Their words are worthless and weightless like straw. They are just dreams of their own, they come from their own imaginations. God says, let the person who has my word speak it faithfully. Because my word, God says, is like nourishing grain. My word, God says, is like purifying fire. My word, God says, is like a sledgehammer that crushes even the hardest of hearts to bring people to their senses and to true repentance. God goes on to say, verse 31, or verse 30, therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, the false prophets, says the Lord, who steal my words from each other. Behold, I'm against the prophets, declares the Lord, who use their tongues and declare, the Lord declares. Behold, I'm against those who have prophesied false dreams, declares the Lord, and related them and led my people astray by their falsehoods and reckless boasting. Yet God says, I did not send nor command any of these false prophets, and nor do they furnish this people the slightest benefit, declares the Lord. Whoa. No question about what God thought about those false prophets, right? Oh, they were preaching. Hey, they were even saying they got their words from Yahweh. God says they didn't. So they were preaching about God with soft words. And what was the result? God says, this does not benefit my people in the slightest way. Why? Because there were no repentant hearts. Their hearts just got harder and harder. That's what happens, friends, when week after week you hear soft words, which supposedly have come from God. It will always lead to harder hearts in the people. Why? Because we love to live our own way in our selfish, sinful desires. So if I've got somebody telling me that I'm okay in God's eyes, went over this past week. I cheated on my wife. I beat my children. I stole at my job. I cheated on my taxes. I spent hours watching porn as I was getting skunk drunk or high from marijuana. And now I'm hearing on Sunday in church, God loves me the way I am. Peace, peace. What's going to lead me to want to repent when I hear that message? Nothing. What's going to cause me to want me to stop cheating on my wife or beating my kids or cheating on the taxes or stealing from my job or watching porn and getting drunk and all that? No, we need the jackhammer of God's hard truth to break our hardened hearts. I know as a pastor, we bring out the jackhammer unapologetically, unashamedly, because that's what God says. Now, I don't want to be the jackhammer. People have often said to me, Andrew, when you're behind the pulpit, you're like a lion. Okay. But outside the pulpit, some people have said, hey, Andrew, you're actually kind of calm and nice to us. Well, yeah. When I'm declaring God's holy word of truth, when I'm declaring that jackhammer, listen, it's going to crush. What do you think happens to me as I'm studying throughout the week for the messages I'll be preaching? I am being crushed. But I need that. And so do you, Christian. Left to ourselves, we're not going to want to have a broken, humble, and contrite heart. We're not going to want to repent. No, our sin nature loves to think we're okay in God's eyes, no matter what we're doing, right? That's why we need God to do for us that which we can't and won't do. The sledgehammer. Again, my words are not the sledgehammer. God's word. Oh, again, look what God says. Verse 29. Is not my word like fire, exposing and purifying us of our sin, and like a hammer which shatters a rock? What was the big problem with the Israelites in the Old Testament? God kept saying time and time again, stiff-necked and hard-hearted. God kept sending to them true prophets like Jeremiah. People didn't want to hear it. Why? They were being lied to by the false prophets. And as I said, my friends, there's nothing new under the sun today. People in our congregation will often send me various different links from various different sermons that are posted online. I don't watch all that stuff, but they'll send me the link. And there are times where literally my jaw drops when I'm listening to some of the stuff coming from these deceptive liars who call themselves pastors. You know, I'll hear stuff come out of their mouth, and my first question is, where is that in the scriptures? It's not. They're just relating something from their own imagination. And then I'll listen to the response of the congregation they're preaching to. And very often I'm hearing amen, amen, claps, hallelujah. And I'm thinking, these people have no clue that they're being lied to. Hard truth produces soft hearts. We need the jackhammer of God's holy word, right? Hop over to Hebrews 4 as I conclude. A couple verses I'm sure you're very familiar with, but I think it's a good way to and this message, verse 12. Why the jackhammer of God's holy, hard word of truth? Because the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing as far as the division of soul and spirits, of both joints and marrow. And God's word is able to judge, in the Greek, kritikos, criticize the thoughts and intentions of our hearts. You see, God's word is living and active. It's like a double-edged sword, and it will pierce to the deepest recesses of our inner being. And it will bring to light things that we are not even aware of. Or if we are, we just like to keep those things hidden in darkness. Can anybody currently relate? But see, when the jackhammer of God's holy word comes out and starts to crush, the double-edged sword of God's living and active word starts to penetrate. The fire of God's exposing and purifying word starts to burn within us. Oh, we suddenly don't think we're all that. And we go, wow. Verse 13, there's nothing hidden from the Lord's sight. All things are open and laid bare for the eyes of our holy, righteous, and just God. I need to repent of this. I can't ignore this anymore. And by the way, when you now have that broken and contrite heart and you come with true, deep repentance before the Lord, He will in no way cast you away. Instead, He will pour out the grain of His word to nourish your soul, your heart. And the Lord will put it back together His way. All for His glory. Amen.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at PastorAndrew@AOL.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.